Now, on why the Dovid HaMelech puts such a special emphasis on Shmiras HaLashon. So, yesterday, the Chofetz Chaim said in his first pshat that what really was important is really all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaver and all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Makom, but by singling out Shmiras HaLashon, that was a way to tell you to keep all the mitzvahs of Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, because if you are careful with Shmiras HaLashon, you will avad be careful in everything else. Now the Chofetz Chaim will say a new pshat. Chofetz Chaim is going to say a new pshat now of why David HaMelech put such a stress on Shmiras HaLashon. And he says a very, very interesting concept today, which is very cool, which I've only ever seen, not that I've seen so much, but I've only seen in the Chofetz Chaim. He says like this, Achein, however, Lefi Divrei Chazal B'Meseches Erechin, according to Chazal, Ubishar Mekoyenis, and other places, Sheherichu Mo'oid B'Goydel Gunus Ha'Avoin, Ubegoidel Anshay, that the Torah, the Gemara's talk about the extreme disgustingness of the Avera of Lashon Hara and the incredible punishment. We're going to bring them later in the Sefer, says the Chofetz Chaim, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. Mashma she'odun hazeh ba'atzmusoi, this Avera of Lashon Hara, just by itself is chomer ad ma'oid. So it's not only that it just represents all of Ben Adam Lechavero. Something specifically about Shmiras HaLashon is on its own, very, very terrible. Levad Masha Mishtash Al Yadoi, besides for what comes out of what are offshoots of speaking Lashon Hara, something about the Etzim Aveder of Lashon Hara itself is very bad, very bad. And therefore, I'm going to have to explain Alma on what Vilama and why Avon Hazeh, this Aveder Chomer Mishara Voinais, Chamur and Sheva Torah. This is worse than other Averas, Sheva Torah. What's Pshat? Now here the Chofetz Chaim says, Shmiras HaLashon says something very, very interesting, at least I think. It's very, very interesting. Doesn't mean that you have to find it interesting, but probably will find it interesting. Here we go. You'll tell me after. V'nir levarazet, and it seems to be to explain this, Bezer Shemiz Barach, Bekama Gavni. He's going to have few pshatim. And he says, Ayin la'el b'hakdoma, ma'asham anu oydin yinacher b'zeh. Look at the hakdoma. I said another pshat. We were here yesterday. That's in this shaila that Chofetz Chaim is dealing with. Why is Lashon Hara such a big deal more than other Averas? He dealt with in the Hakdama. He says, take a look at the Hakdama. I added Mahalach in this question. So here we go. Dihine. Behold. Easter be Yerushalmi, even though we don't know a lot of Yerushalmi, says Yerushalmi that everyone knows. Dikashim Sheskar Talmud Torah, Shakul Keneged Kulam Mitzvahs. They're Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, correct? Cain Ancho Shaloshon Hara, Shakul Keneged Kola Avoinais. And so too, the Yerushalmi brings the Avera of Lashon Hara is Keneged all the Averas. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, Lashon Hara Keneged Kulam. Nimsa Talmud Torah Gedoy Lashon Bechol HaMitzvahs. It comes out, Talmud Torah is the greatest of all the mitzvahs. Who Keneged Lashon Hara Chomer Shebechol HaAvoinais. And Lashon Hara is the worst of all the Averas. Vahatam, and the reason lezeh, the reason for this, what makes Torah so special, and what makes Lashon Hara so special, nir b'pshitus, seems to me, the pashtus, what the Chofetz Chaim is about to say, he says, this is the pashtus, and I'm blown away by this. Dikamosh in yonei hayesoidos, just like the foundations of the world, shehit biya Hashem yisbarach pa'olam, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu put into the world, then there are four foundations. This is a concept that comes up a lot in Sifrei Drush and Kabbalah. Tehainu Eish Ruach Mayim and Ofer. there are four main things that make up the world. Eish, Ruach, Mayim, and Afar. It says the Chofetz Chaim like this. If you take a look at these Yesoidus that the world runs by in Teva, HaYesoid HaRuchni, Hu Har BeYoser Chazak, MaHaYoser HaGashmi. The ones which are not tangible, the Ruchni Yesoidus, are stronger than the Gashmi Yesoidus. Ad Shekamat, until that almost, Ein Nechshav Etzli HaGashmi LimaUma. The Gashmi Yesoid is almost nothing in comparison to the Ruchni Koyach. He brings an example. Kemosha Anu Royin, Pechosh, like we see in the, like we can literally see. Shebehis Gabra Eish al Dover Hagashmi, when Eish, which is Ruchni, it goes on a Dover Gashmi, Machleyu, it just destroys it. Eish is one is a ruchni, the chin beheskaber yosoid haruach, and also in the wind, which is a koyach haruchni, who yochel lefarik is able to break apart horim mountains umeshaber sloyim and break rocks. So says the Chofetz Chaim. You see that in the teva, the koyach haruchni is stronger than the koyach hagashmi. Says the Chofetz Chaim, kein hadover beinyonim haelyonim. But it's not only in our world, also in the upper worlds, in the Torah worlds. Kamo, so it goes like this. Kamo tzitzis v'lulav v'shoifer v'chol ha-mitzvahs. Tzitzis, lulav, they're all physical. Avsh al yadam, even though through these mitzvahs, avsh al yadam, you're doing huge things. Close your eyes and say, L'shem Yichud Kudshabrichu. Okay? Even though you're doing huge things. I don't need any milk, thank you. Even though we do huge things by the mitzvahs, V'al Yodam, and through them, Gam Kein Neskadei Sha'odam La'Hashem, the person becomes Kaddush. Shekosuv, like it says in the Torah, Vasisem is kol mitzvahs, I do the mitzvahs, V'yisem kedoshim leilokechem, and they make you holy. Afal pikein, even though that's true, ein shum hishtavus beinam levein limud haTorah. There is no comparison between the mitzvahs and the Torah. Kamod the east of Yerushalmi, like we said earlier in the Yerushalmi, Shukola mitzvahs einam shavus l'davar echad min haTorah. All the mitzvahs is one word of Torah is worth all the mitzvahs. V'hatam, and the reason is, like I just said before, ki kula mitzvahs he mitzdarfim elageshem. All the mitzvahs tap into physicality. Kamod mitzvahs tzitzis. Yeah, sure, like I can't do that. Ela de Levishas Beged, Shuhu Gashmi. You have to have Gashmias involved. V'chein Sukkah and Lulav, V'kiyai Gavna, Kol HaMitzvahs, all the mitzvahs tap into Ruchni. Lo Kein Limud HaTorah. But it is not true in Limud HaTorah, She'in Yano Toloi B'Koyach HaDibur. Torah is in the koyach hadibur, or koyach hamachshava, shu koyach poshut ruchni bilvad. It is only ruchni. Ulekach, and therefore, pu'ulosoy shapoyo lamala, what it's able to accomplish upstairs, noira ad ma'oid, is tremendous. Fa'al kein kedushas Talmud Torah, hu keneged kulam. The Kedusha of Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. The Kedusha, just like the mitzvahs are Mekadesh a person, the Torah is Mekadesh a person, and Ma'oid. There's not only that it's worth all, it's a tremendous thing the Chofetz Chaim is saying. It's not only that it's worth in terms of schar of all the mitzvahs. Just like the mitzvahs make a person, what they do, there's one thing about the schar of the mitzvahs. There's other things accomplished by mitzvahs, the Chofetz Chaim just said. is what the you know is what the Nefesh HaChayim talks about. It does tremendous things in the upper worlds. It's makadesh a person. Taira is 630 times greater in terms of all of these things. Ha, leaves mommy. Okay, good times. Leaves mama. Okay. V'chein ha-dover la-hafchoy b'inyin kilkol. So if so, we can understand now, it's the exact opposite when it comes to doing the averas. Ki b'kolei v'arim shu oisei ben avoynois. When you use your body to do averas, using your hands, and eating that cheeseburger, is very physical. Since they are physical, it doesn't do such terrible things in the upper worlds. But once you come to using the ruchni power for the bad, you're only using the ruchni. Kilkulo lamala ba'ilomis ha'olyonim, what is able to accomplish for the bad upstairs, chazak v'noira ad ma'oid, is very, very scary. Ulekach, and therefore, ancho gam kein hu keneged kulam. Therefore, that also explains why it's oynesh is keneged kulam. So the Chafetz Chaim, if we make a summary over here, to me the Chafetz Chaim just said a tremendous chiddush, that whatever you're dealing with, the Chafetz Chaim just said a tremendous chiddush, which, you know, why is Talmud Torah keneged kulam? And it could be, you could say a lot of pshatim, and there probably are a lot of pshatim, why is Torah so special, and it's keneged kulam, because without it, you can't do the other mitzvahs. Chafetz Chaim said, but we have to figure out the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says Talmud Torah keneged kulam, and Lashon Hara keneged kulam. So we need to find, in Lamdis, you need to find a mahalich. You can't just say a Torah shtickle Torah, because if you just say a Torah shtickle Torah of why it's so strong, you won't have a pshat in Lashon Hara. If you say a Lashon Hara pshat, you won't have a pshat in Talmud Torah. Now, you could say two separate shtickle Torahs. You could say a pshat in Talmud Torah, why Talmud Torah is so important and it's worth everything. And you could say a shtickle Torah, a separate shtickle Torah in Lashon Hara, why it's so strong. Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'm going to say a very Yeshiva Shtickle Torah, Alumna Shtickle Torah. I'm going to say one Yesoid that's going to slice through both of them and be Masbir both of them. Koyach HaRuchni is stronger than Koyach HaGashmi. And just like we see it in this world, Eish and Ruach is stronger than Afar and Mayim and all these things. It's stronger than Koyach HaGashmi. So that's the way it works in the upper worlds. Why it is that way, I don't know. Can't really answer why Hashem did it that way. But that is, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Metzius. And therefore, we have to be very careful with our dibur and our anything which is ruchni. Bezrat Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, that was an amazing mahalich from the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim is not done. No, Rabbi Yitzhak, he is not done. He's not done. Mechaya taking a Shtender nap? Okay. Now you could, it's fine. I don't mind if you take a Shtender nap. Do what you gotta do, just turn off your video, you know, and then you can do whatever you want. Like Schwimmer should be turning off his video. I don't need to see you making your coffee. Could I just say that? Okay, where's your smoothie, Yehuda? Any smoothie?
Huh? Not yet.
Running late.
I was busy. Oh,
call a call with everyone. I just woke up. What time is it in Mexico? Is he putting scotch?
Nine.
Is he putting scotch into his coffee? What time is it, Mikhail?
9:00.
You just woke up. Okay, Beseder. Not bad. Bain is bottom. Okay. Here we go. 9:00. Okay, here we go. So now we have a few more minutes. So let's take a look a little bit further in Shmiras Halashin. Here we go. There's another reason why Shmiras Halashin is being singled out by David HaMelech. And this is something that I hope you've heard before. And if not, then Baruch Hashem, you're in Rabbi Glantz's Shmiras Halashin here, because this is very important. Ki yaduahu, because it is well known. Ki lefi masha adam misnaig es atzmoi b'midoisav ba'olam hazeh, according to how a person acts in this world, hu ma'orer kenegdoi l'mala ba'olam ha'elyon, he's ma'orer, he awakens, in contrast to this, l'mala ba'olam ha'elyon, kul mida lefi enyana. Basically, the way you act down here is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with you in Shemayim. Im darko lahavr al midoisav, if you're the type of person that, you know, lets things pass by, if someone cuts you off in the street, you don't, whatever, to him, you're okay with it. And you are, in general, a good guy. Or if you are, in general, a type of guy to do chesed and be merciful, you're also ma'oirer connected to Hashem to have rachamim on you. And not only does Kadosh Baruch Hu have rachamim on you, Kadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on you. Again, we are much more connected. We affect, says the Nefesh HaChaim in many places, much more than we realize through our actions. So when we're merciful, not only does Kadosh Baruch Hu merciful with us, he's merciful on the world because of us. And through the toil of the person himself, he gets the fruit. He enjoys the fruit. And Memela Kadosh Baruch Hu also has mercy on him. And he overlooks, just like you overlook when someone does something bad to you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu will overlook when you do bad to him. Like Chazal say, "Kol hamarachim ala briyos." Anyone who has mercy on people, merachim alam in Hashemayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim on you. And kol hamavir al midosav. Anyone that is over al midosav, you know, if someone messes him up, he doesn't take him to town. Some sort of saying doesn't take him, you know. Doesn't rip him because of that. So also, Marvim lo al kol pshav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has mercy on you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats you the way that you treat others. He's going to tie this into Lashon Hara in a minute, but I actually want to tell you, so we're going to continue with Lashon Hara, with how he ties into Lashon Hara tomorrow, but I have to tell you a fascinating Chasam Sefer that I saw, which has to do with the Haggadah. A fascinating Chasam Sefer and Meshech Chachma that has to do with this concept of the way you act is how Kadosh Baruch Hu treats you. It says in the Pasuk, I think it's Shemois, in Shemois, Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Klal Yisrael and to go to Paro, go take that out. And the Pasuk says, V'gam, and also Ani Shamati Es Nakas B'nei Yisrael. I also heard the scream of B'nei Yisrael that Mitzrayim is slaving them. V'gam Ani Shamati. So one of the world is the gam ani shamati. Someone else besides the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Like, what is it? Chas v'shalom. Is there someone else besides Hashem? What's the gam ani shamati? Not only you, I also heard You know, I also heard the scream of Klal Yisrael. What's vegan? Ani shamati, and I'm going to come save them. What's vegan? Who else matters besides the Kaddish Baruch Hu? Says the Chassam Sofer an amazing thing. Chassam Sofer says, Chassam Sofer says, if a rich person is running into hard times and there's, you know, it's a little bit scary that his business is going to go down or whatever, Chassam Sofer says, so he goes to Chacham, he goes to Tanach Chacham, he asks him, daven for me, give me an Eitzah. Says Chassam Sofer, I'll give you an Eitzah. Give money to those that need it. Ah, who in the world knows? Maybe you're about to lose everything. You give money to the more unfortunate, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu will do the same thing by you. Says the Chassam Sofer, that's pshat in this pasuk. Since Klal Yisrael were helping each other in the Shibud, the Medrash brings that they made a bris between them, between each other, that, you know, they're going to help each other. When one guy couldn't lift the bricks, then another person came and helped him. They had mercy on each other. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, v'gam ani shamati. Since you guys are hearing each other's cries and hearing each other's screams, gam ani shamati. That causes that also I'm going to hear the screams and I'm going to take out Klal Yisrael. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. The Meshech Chachma also says, Meshech Chachma brings a Medrash, right? Whatever the Medrash says, that the first thing that Moshe and Aaron told Klal Yisrael was, you know, there's a mitzvah to free slaves. You know, the first thing you should know that there's a mitzvah in the Torah to free the slaves. So the Meshech Chachma asks on the Medrash, how about the most wrong time to tell us about the mitzvah of freeing slaves? We're the slaves. What slaves? Who has slaves? We're slaves. Why are you telling us about the mitzvah of slavery now? Says the Meshech Chachma, tremendous chiddush. He says, not everyone in Mitzrayim had it so bad. You always have those machers, you know, who get close, you know, to the mitzvah. How you doing? And they were able to also build themselves up a repertoire and have a nice house. And they also had Jewish slaves, says the Meshech Chachma, the Or Sameach. They also, the well-off Jews had Jewish slaves. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron and says, you have to free the slaves. Because if you want to be freed by Hashem, he's only going to do it if that's the way we're acting. If you want to have the geula, why are we being sent right now? To free us from Mitzrayim? But if we ourselves don't act that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to act that way with us. That's why the first thing it told us was to free the Avadim. That is an amazing Chassam Sofer on Gam Ani Shamati, an amazing pshat from the Meshech Chachma on the pshat in this Medrash. And with that, we will finish and wish everyone good health and happy times.
May Shkai, Rabbi.